Did you know that in Scotland, if someone knocks on your door and asks to use your toilet, you must let them enter because it is illegal to refuse? We cannot imagine having the same law over here in Korea, that's for sure. I'm Angie Park and I'll be right back after this song. Welcome everyone to K-Pop Connection on KBS World Radio. It's Wednesday, June 16th, 2021. That was Seoul featuring Thama with Ride. We've definitely talked about unwritten rules before in our show, but I don't think we've talked about this one. Laws we cannot believe are actual laws. Yeah, for example, I mean, I mentioned the one about Scotland and the usage of the toilet, right? In a part of Italy, dog owners are legally responsible to walk their dogs at least 3 times a day. If they don't, they can be fined up to 500 euros. That's about 675,000 Korean won. They even banned giving away goldfish in bags, which I guess when I read it, and I say it out loud, that does sound horrible. There's no oxygen going in. It's a plastic bag. That's just inhumane. Granted, they're not human, but still, you know. But I'm guilty of taking home goldfish in a bag from the carnival or from school or from a little giveaway. I totally have done this before. We wonder how they could possibly get caught, though, if people don't obey this law. Perhaps maybe the neighbors, right? They're peeping out the windows. They're keeping count, reporting on each other. Get this, in Samoa, it is illegal to forget your wife's birthday. I like that one. As if the chilling silent treatment wasn't enough. So I'm trying to picture how this would pan out. The wife gets mad, right? The husband forgot her birthday. How could you do that? So she calls the police. I'm going to file a complaint on you. My husband forgot my birthday. So then, the cops come, handcuff the husband. He cries out, no, can you drop the claim or drop this protest or what is it, complaint? And give me a second chance. I'll never forget your birthday again. In fact, we could start celebrating half birthdays. Yeah, we'd really love to hear some firsthand stories about that one. And if things sort of seem, oh, okay, that's legit. Okay, yeah, that sounds kind of cool. I might be moving to Samoa. That sounds like a very fair law. All right, we're going to be talking about a related topic for our coffee and tea, which is going to be coming up a little bit later in the show, so be sure to stay tuned. In the meantime, though, let's keep the music going. NCT Dream with Matt Hot Sauce. That was NCT Dream with Matt Hot Sauce. You guys are tuned into K-Pop Connection on KBS World Radio. Now, let me go through the ways you can tune into our show. We air Monday through Fridays. That's 1100 to 1200 hours UTC. And if you guys are around the world and you want to do the time conversion, but it's too difficult, then go to our website, world.kbs.co.kr. That may be able to help you. We air via shortwave radio, 9.515 megahertz bound for Europe, 9.630 megahertz bound for India. We have apps like the KBS World Radio app, KBS World Radio On Air app, KBS Kong app, and of course, podcasts through whatever podcast app. We do ask if you like the podcast version, go ahead and give us a rating. The more stars, the better, because that will hopefully connect more people to tune into our show, stumble across it, and be like, oh, I love the music they play. Let's become a regular, right? If you want to connect with us, send us your song request or messages, answer a weekly Your Two Cents question, you can go do that on our Gram account. The handle for that is at KBS K-pop. Go ahead and give us a follow if you're not doing so already. Two more songs, and then the coffee or tea segment that I promised you earlier. We have Noel with 오늘도 그대만, Even Today, Only You. And following that, we have Park Hye-won with 막차, Last Train.
숨이 차올라 우리 집으로 가는 마지막 차
Would you like coffee or tea? This is our daily segment where we have a chit-chat. Let's refuel or wind down together, talking about everything and anything that sparks a conversation. Anyone have an unreturned book from the library? Employees at a library in the U.S. opened a package postmarked from New Mexico and made a very surprising discovery. A book that was nearly 52 years overdue. The Kokomo Howard County Public Library posted on their Book of Faces account that a book called Little Men by Louisa May Alcott arrived in the mail along with a letter from the woman who checked it out when she was just 11 years old. The book is a sequel to Little Women, and it was due back on July 31st, 1969. This woman, whose name is Melanie Faithful, that's ironic, said she rented the book when she was a young girl, ended up keeping it past the due date when she fell in love with the story. The book came with her when the family moved to Tennessee 2 years later, made multiple moves with her throughout the years. Faithful said she was sorting through her books recently when she came across Little Men and decided, it's time to return this. She mailed the book to the library along with an apologetic note and a check for a donation to the library. It wouldn't cover what my entire fee would be if they had compound interest from 1969, but maybe it'll keep them from being mad at me, she said. Lisa Phipps, director of marketing at the library, said library records didn't even have the book listed as missing, probably from cataloging changes over the years. And even at the 1969 raid, Faithful wouldn't have faced a fine of more than like $5 anyway. Flip said the book will probably end up being sold at an upcoming library sale, and she's hoping to buy it for her own collection to commemorate Faithful's story. Talk about faithful, right? To follow through on something that you owed to the library from 52 years ago. That is faithful. What a story. I'm pretty sure I probably didn't return all my library books, but unlike Melanie Faithful, I haven't held on to them, so I can't mail it back now, but that is kind of a fun story. That's one thing I miss, though, on a related note, about living here in Korea. We don't have garage sales. I loved garage sales when I would live in the U.S. You just walk by, you see a home, have a garage sale, and you're like, oh, well, you know, it doesn't hurt to peruse through some stuff, and you find some real good stuff in there. It's not even about the value. It's just sort of the sentiment or even like a kind of a joke type of purchase where it's like, oh, that's kind of funny from when I was young. I remember that. That was sort of the trend. Yeah, okay, I'll buy it, right? As a memory. Let's listen to a song by Sam Kim featuring Crush, Makeup. Following that, we have Haze with 해픈 우연, Happen. 아무런 의미 없는 다툼 차갑게 날 대하지 마 모든 게 내 잘못이었어 이런 네 모습 낯설어 점점 더 멀어져가 우연히 천천히 처음 그곳으로 가 Requests and Responses. We love hearing from you guys, and we're always trying to stay tuned in to which songs you want to hear next. That's what this segment is for. Go ahead and send us your messages, whatever you want to say to us, with a song request. We try to play as many of those requests as we can on Wednesdays and then pick out two people to send out prizes to at the end. If you want to test your luck or just get your music heard, you can go ahead and send those messages in to our Gram account. There is a specific requests and responses post every week, and that you can find at our handle at KBS K-pop. So starting with our first message from this week, we have Sabrina MBG, who wrote in, Hi DJ Angie, I want to listen to Tomorrow by Together's Our Summer for my husband, because it's special for us. Thank you. Oh, what kind of story is behind that? Why would Tomorrow by Together's Our Summer be special to Sabrina and her husband? I'm thinking they met at a carnival where this song was playing, and then Sabrina stumbled across her husband, who was sort of pigeon bopping to it, found that super cute and attractive, pretended to spill her drop her candied apple on him, but he caught it just in time, and then they had a good laugh about it, and then they rode the Ferris wheel together, and it was super romantic. They were like pulling on the same cotton candy, sharing it, and then the Ferris wheel got stuck for an hour, and so they had to bond by talking because they couldn't come down from that. They were at the very top, and then that solidified their attraction to one another. They started dating and then got married by the month's end. That probably isn't how it happened. But that's just my prediction. We're going to play that for you, Sabrina and your husband. Here is Tomorrow by Together's Our Summer. We're back on Requests and Responses, trying to play many of your song requests that you sent in to us this past week. Here's another one from Anine Detaste DWT. Hi DJ Angie and KPC team. I've been listening to Taeyong and Seulgi's newest collaboration, Rose, practically ever since it was released. Such a gorgeous song. But I wonder if it's possible to request it. And if it isn't, may I request Take Me Home by ATEEZ? Thank you so much. How did you know? We would love to play that for you, but it's not in our system. I'm telling you, our listeners know even better than we do how our show runs. Thank you for sending in that backup track. We're definitely going to play for you. ATEEZ's Take Me Home, though. Another one from Raylier. Angie Nuna, 안녕하세요. It's Ray, the president of the Monsta X fan club on KPC. Ha, ha, ha. May I request my guys' new song, Rambler. I'm sorry, Gambler. I'm the Rambler. They're the Gambler. Gambler. It's such a powerful song with gorgeous bass, thrilling electric guitars. I feel like I'm in a James Bond movie when listening to it. They're just so cool. 고마워요. Ray, I think your Korean is improving by the week. Good job on you. Like, even including the haha instead of the English haha. Yeah, see, that's like just another level of elevation in language, right? Well, I agree. I think there is something very thrilling about Gambler. The title itself is also very James Bond-esque, isn't it? All right, but wait your turn, Ray. We're going to go in order of the messages read. So this is for you, Annie DeTasty WT, ATEEZ with Take Me Home, and then, of course, for the president of KPC's Monsta X fan club, Gambler by Monsta X. If you don't know, now you know the deal. Back on our segment, Requests and Responses. Let's get through a couple more before we play another bout of songs and come back with our winners for this week. This one was from loyal listener Shamim DXR 2020. Hi Angie, once again, greetings from India. Please play the song Gone by Rose for my friends. Thank you very much. I'm sorry, not Rose, but Rosé, right? Yeah, that's a good one. Clearly, we got a lot of Rosé fans on KPC, so I'm pretty sure that Shamim's song request will appease many of the other people who have been wanting to hear this song. Thank you for that, Shamim. Another one, last one for this week. Hannah, maybe it's Jana, not sure. Jana Beckley. Hi, DJ Angie. I want to listen to EXO's Don't Fight the Feeling because they have a special comeback for all the EXO. And I'm part of the fan club as well. So thank you, DJ Angie, for letting me request this song. A lot of EXO fans. You guys have been sort of just laying low for a while, letting BTS have their moment, letting all the other boy idol groups sort of take the center stage. But now the comeback is real. It's official. You guys are coming back in a swarm. I love it. I love the energy. Let's start off with Rosé, though. First, we have her song Gone. Then we have EXO with Don't Fight the Feeling. Quickly announcing the winners for requests and responses this week. Thank you to everyone, but we're going to give out prizes to Sabrina MBG and Anindi Tasty WT. Congratulations. Please email us your name and mailing address to kpop@kbs.co.kr. Here's a song by One Us, Black Mirror. Black Mirror. We are on this Babylon. The problem is bring me right. Down to our final track for the show today, and it's going to be ITZY's Mafia in the Morning. That's going to be it for K-Pop Connection on KBS World Radio. Our producer is Sophia Hong. Our writer is Harim Kim. I'm Angie Park. This has been K-Pop Connection. You may disconnect now. Do I show you? No, yeah, no. 아직 타이밍 아니야 난 좀 더 가까이 좀 더 가까이 그러다 갑자기